All right now, boys and girls, we've got another story for you now.
I'm your fucking sister!
Yeah, and you've got fucking big tits, and I'm gonna tell everybody I saw.
You're gonna die, clown!
Oh, my. This was a severe setback. I'm distraught. I'm more than distraught. I am devastated. I'm beside myself. I'm at a positive loss for words.
You still talking okay, though?
Have you all decided?
Madam, we must have waffles. We must all have waffles forthwith. We must all think. We must all have waffles and thank each and every one of us to the very best of his ability.
Holy shit, it's been a week already? My, how time does fly. Y'all come to the right place for a whole lot of nothing crammed uncomfortably into a mere half hour.
Fucking machine took my quarter.
Awesome casting semi-live.
Are you the party that wanted the pass key?
From Studio D Chevalier, located somewhere between Albuquerque and Canada.
Party, I'm more like a liar.
Here Heaven Knight, Jason Ozan.
You know, he's crazy.
Justin Carmichael, Colin Burton, and Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Bear to me, colleague, in hell.
And when I turn up my mic, it works much better. This is Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
I want waffles.
I like waffles. I had waffles for breakfast today.
See, I didn't have waffles, and I want waffles.
You know, one of the things about waffles is when you've lived your life eating those low-fat waffles, and then suddenly you make a mistake, and you buy the buttermilk waffles from Walmart, even though it's like the great value waffle, they taste so much fucking better that now I'm addicted to waffles. Yes. But I'm also addicted to regular maple syrup. My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
I want flan.
The vast wasteland that is MattedSpam.com.
Yeah, I know.
It's not even MattedSpam.com.
It hasn't been touched in a year.
No, it hasn't been touched in a year. Bring me flan.
You want flan?
I do.
You had too much flan yesterday.
Oh, I tried to give it away. Ray
now
wouldn't take it, and then I had to eat it. Now
you
I
have
want
a
more.
Flan hangover.
I do.
Jason Ozant from RedRumRadio.com joins us once again.
I want a meat coma and a massage.
talk to me on your birth week, and we'll get that set
Damn,
up.
That's a whole year.
I know, see? And Justin Carmichael, the Jew Wario, is here once again.
I want spam.
You want spam?
Spam. I thought, ooh, here's eggs and spam. That sounds really good.
That's another thing I cannot deliver. And, of course, Jennifer, Justin's wife, is in the building, not mic'd, but giving Justin moral support like she does. That's why he's gone so far in life, why he's so big in Japan. It's because he's got the support of a good woman behind him.
I do.
That's right.
Because nobody else would take me.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the great value waffles, I'd like to personally thank Walmart for bringing back the white packaging of shame to all generic products. Because for a while, you know, the push for, like, Safeway's Select and the Walmart, the great value, was to have at least reasonable packaging. You know, a packaging that kind of mimicked the brand that it was trying to mimic. But now, no, they've gone back to the white packaging of shame.
That's wonderful.
It
don't
is.
Have to pay graphic artists now.
Years ago, you know, when the generics really were truly generic, and it was a white and black package. Now, Walmart has gone back. They've scaled back. They've got a white package of shame for all their generics, which really, if you look through my pantry and my freezer, you'll see a lot of the white package of shame because
Amen.
I am still unemployed, and so I've got to make do with what I have. And sometimes, you know, you have to buy the white package of shame, but real maple syrup, which is also the great value maple syrup, but it's still real. It came from somewhere in Vermont on the great value buttermilk waffles.
Heard on NPR just recently that it actually has some good things in it, actually.
Maple syrup?
Maple syrup.
Yeah, I heard too that maple syrup has some health benefits.
See, last I'd heard there was bad things to it. So,
well, what bad could possibly be lurking inside
you.
Maple syrup?
Evil tree spirits.
It's something. So that's what happens. Yeah. No. I and it has.
No.
See,
but
for me,
I'm serious.
I don't like Mrs. Butterworth.
Alzheimer's.
Ooh. Wow. I would forget if I'd heard that because I've got the Alzheimer's already. Because I prefer real maple syrup. I do not like the Mrs. Butterworths. I don't like that other crap. You know, you go to like IHOP and they give you all those syrups. None of them are real maple syrup.
No.
They're
but the boysenberry is wonderful.
You stick with your fake boysenberry.
Yeah.
I have to. It has to be two things. It has to be real, 100% real maple syrup, and it has to be chilled. Oh. I like it from the fridge on a hot
Aren't
waffle.
You just
chilled
a fancy
syrup
lad.
On a hot waffle. Nothing better. And I know, yes, I'm not normal. What is your weird guilty food pleasure, Colin?
I don't know. I don't have any weird guilty food. I thought we covered this before.
Well, we're going to, no, those shows don't exist. We're going to review all those shows. Yes.
Oops.
Like something that you eat that maybe people would think you're weird for.
Oh, well, there we go. This actually came up at Graham the other day. Butter on crackers, on saltines.
Butter on crackers. I don't think that's, well, is that weird or does that just speak to
people don't do that anymore.
Well, it speaks to your antiquated and poor upbringing, I think.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just saying. I mean, that would be it.
No, it's a
but it's something you enjoy.
Yeah. And I never thought of it. It was really odd until somebody
pointed out Nicole that was buttering your saltines.
But no, I wasn't doing it. It was
not just code for sex.
It was Kim that was doing it.
Okay.
And Nicole was making fun of Kim.
Oh. Oh, wow. So you've got something in common with Kim.
Apparently. So.
Well, slit them now. Okay. What about you? Got a guilty food pleasure or something that you eat that people think you're weird for?
Pepperoni and popcorn.
Wait, what? Mm. Oh,
pepperoni
God.
In popcorn.
That's interesting to me.
Pepperoni.
It's good. Yeah.
Pepperoni what? In popcorn?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Please explain because this will make it better.
When we were growing up, remember those big bags of popcorn that we would get at Albertsons, just like the generic.
Yeah.
And then you get the package of sliced pepperoni. And actually, it was the pepperoni sausage and just chop it up. And I would eat those two together. And oh, my God, it's so good. It's really good.
Wow.
Okay. I know it sounds weird, but
it does. you have anything to throw into this ring?
Peanut butter and jelly and nacho cheese Doritos in the sandwich.
Yes.
Now, that's like not that. So bad because I like the idea of the cheese and the crunch in there.
I do that with Fritos.
Texture all its own. It's something I've been doing since I was a kid. Love it.
Yeah, that's. I'll give you a ding if I can find it. There we go.
Right.
And Justin?
Sardines on saltines.
Sardines on saltines.
Yep.
As long as it rhymes.
Just open it up and start pulling out the little sardines, pull out the little bones because I've never eaten the bones, but and just put them on a saltine.
Wow. But you also enjoy Spam quite a bit.
Numbers. Yeah. Yeah. I love Spam.
Yeah.
Love Spam.
I don't think I've ever eaten Spam.
And that's another thing I have successfully avoided for my entire life. I have never had
Maybe
Spam.
Maybe we're wrong. Maybe like
next time we have a podcast, I will come over. I will make Spam and eggs for everybody and we will talk about it.
Fair enough. I will certainly. I will eat it and not make a face. Because I don't know if it's good or not. I've never had it.
Yeah. Processed meat food product is not always the best, but Spam just tastes better than processed meat food
It's the king of crappy meats.
Yeah. And
they definitely got good lawyers.
Spam Musubi.
That's right. They do. And you want to talk about, have you ever got a cease and desist letter?
Me? No.
I would frame that bitch.
I've had
count
at least
it as,
two.
Yeah, he has had two cease and desist letters. Why don't you tell the kids briefly why you were told to cease and desist
your
behavior?
As you mentioned, Heather's website is maddedspam.blogspot.com.
Which, where did that name come from?
It's the title of a Badfinger song.
Right. Yep. So, actually, Apple Records should have been sending you a cease and desist, but no.
No.
It was?
Actually, it was when I decided to use Cafe Press to make bumper stickers.
Sure. Like you do.
With her logo on it, Matted Spam. And I got a cease and desist from Hormel.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was
telling me to stop
depleting their brand or something like that.
It would confuse the consumers.
It said, I heart Matted Spam. And so in addition to the whole confusion with Spam, they also reserve the right to say, I heart Spam.
Right.
Because I've seen
even
the
though it was
I
Matted
Spam
nothing
right.
to
sure.
do.
Which people do.
And,
like Justin.
You know, being
part of the problem, Justin.
Without lawyers, I just decided to let it go.
Well, you ceased and desisted, which is exactly what the letter
what they
was
wanted,
intending.
Because there's no way I could handle a lawsuit over this. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So,
but they knew that. They knew that you would say, I'm sorry.
Yep.
But, you know, you should have fought the power, man.
Should
fought
I have?
It,
or asked them kindly.
No, there's no kindly.
I'm going to say, you assisted.
There's even a little
would you
picture
please cease
of
and
it
desist?
And everything saying exactly what they...
They had thought this through. This was this
well, and even after he wrote back and he was like, "This has nothing to do with Spam the product. This is for a song title.
Yeah.
You know, here's a link to the song." Blah blah blah. No, they didn't care.
Yeah. Wow,
of course they didn't care.
They own Spam, and they'll crush anybody who uses it.
Yeah,
even
except,
though she
except
has a
Monty Python
mermaid on there.
Except
yeah.
Monty Python.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't care. They
cared
thought it was
not at all.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yes. Yeah. I've never been told to cease and desist. It really makes me sad. It means you're getting more attention than I am.
And this was a while ago.
I know. It was a long, long time
ago. I'm way ahead of you.
And what was the second one, though?
The second one had to do with downloading TV shows. I know. But broadcast television shows. I got to cease and desist to not do that, even though that's already paid for by the public. But
That's interesting.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Times have changed, though. This, again, was a long time ago. About 5 years ago.
I think you're right. I got to work harder to piss somebody off so I can have that letter to frame.
Yeah, well,
make sure you don't go too far, though.
It just means
you don't want the actual lawsuit, just the cease and desist.
What it means is people are paying attention, and then you could that's better to take to advertisers. See, look, people are paying attention.
Yeah.
Now buy a spot. You were talking about, though, before the start of even the previous show, and kids, the reason we didn't start this show with a shot was because we are recording two shows in the same day, and we already started the show with a shot.
Or some of us ten.
Ten. Eight.
Eight. Eight. Eight. Sorry.
Eight. So many you can't even count.
No, that moonshine counts as two.
Yeah, it only counts as two because I was really limited with it. But you were telling me about this soda place, and I used to order from Pop Soda Shop in Phoenix and also Galco's in L.A.
Yeah.
Because I love premium soda, and I know that other people do too. You're big on the Pepsi throwback.
Yeah, I love the Pepsi.
The Mexican throwback. Coke with the real sugar. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Pepsi throwback floating around the room right now. But it's
throwing it back.
Yeah, premium soda is nice, and things that are made with cane sugar are very nice, and it's hard to find. But you tell me, somehow slipped under my radar, a premium soda shop has opened right here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer and I were driving around yesterday, and we stopped for some gas. I saw a place that was called Sugarland Sodas, and we had seen a show on Food Network that they talked about this new soda jerk place where you could choose a flavoring, and they'd put in their own, you know, carbonated water in it, and you'd have, you know, an old-fashioned soda. We thought this was the place. It is not.
Okay.
It's not the best looking place, but it looks more like a warehouse.
Right.
But you actually walk in.
In Phoenix, that's exactly what Pop Soda looks like. You know, Pop the Soda Shop is a warehouse.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. And then there were boxes everywhere and bottles on racks on the shelves.
These places tend to do a much larger business on the internet than they will locally. So they're not really going to dress up their retail store, but they will sell you stuff
exactly.
If you walk in.
And he has an entire wall just about as long as your as long as this living room wall, just filled with sodas that you can grab and put into a little basket and buy, and they're all made with cane sugar. And he even kind of badmouthed Pepsi. He's like, nah, the cane sugar they're using is processed. It's not even the same type of sugar. This is real stuff, you know?
And I have to say,
it was really interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't drink regular soda very often, but when I do, it's going to be something that I really enjoy. And this Pepsi throwback, even though he impugned it, it is still head and shoulders above the regular Pepsi. It absolutely dances on the palate.
And he said that same thing too. He's like, it's still better than the stuff you get in the in the stores.
And you know what it really does? It mixes really well with booze.
Yeah.
It does. It just brings out the character in it.
Yeah.
Oh, so crisp and clean.
But there's
nothing better. There is nothing better than a Kraken and a Pepsi throwback.
The way God intended.
That is the way God intended. Are you kidding?
But he has lots of different types of root beers. We even got some sarsaparillas.
Yeah, I love root beer. I love sarsaparilla. Birch beer. Does he have some birch beer? I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does, but I didn't see any myself.
But of course, my favorite would be the spicy ginger beers.
Yes, he did have some of that.
So I am going, I will be making trips.
Yes, he had orange cream soda, original orange cream sodas. Original Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
Which they actually called Dublin Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, from Dublin, Texas.
Yes.
My mom would love that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Now, here's it. Now, you probably didn't notice, but did he have either Rat Bastard root beer or Fucola Cola?
You could probably call him and find out.
That would be exciting.
Yeah.
Because I have to order that stuff online. And it's the shipping on that is what kills you because it's freaking glass bottles full of liquid.
And these aren't cheap. They're like $1.85 a pop.
Yeah, but
he gives you a deal. If you buy 12, he cuts the price to $15. And if you buy even more,
you save more. So the more you buy, you actually do save money in the long run, especially if you like this stuff.
Well, and you're going to save
it often.
And you're going to save the $45 in shipping that this would cost you if you order from either Galco's or Pop Soda. So this is phenomenal for anybody who's listening that actually lives in Colorado Springs and or
which might be a lot of you actually.
Yeah, and enjoys premium soda. This place, what is it called and where is it located?
It's called Sugarland Sodas, Premium Nostalgic Sodas and Memorabilia.
Yeah.
And they're located on 2767 Briargate Boulevard. Yeah, Union Briargate. There's this little tiny alcove that has there on one side there's a Conoco, on another side there's some other gas station that sells ethanol, and then there's a little mall behind there, and they're like right in the nook and cranny back there.
Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah,
Justin, I think they owe you some free sodas for that.
Somebody,
I hope so. That'd be great. But I'm even doing this for free because I dig their stuff.
We'll give them a copy of the podcast and say, look what we've done for you.
Made with real sugar. Nesbitt's new grape, Bubble Up. I hadn't heard of Bubble Up in like years. And Moxie. Holy crap.
But have you tried Moxie?
Yes.
Tastes like medicine.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
But they've got it.
You know what that is? That's a totally New England thing because New Englanders hate themselves. That's all there is to it. They just don't believe that they should have a good time. So if they have a treat, it has to taste like medicine.
But it fills you with Moxie.
That's right. It's got Moxie. And so that's what it tastes like.
Yeah, and they have these boxes, and you can grab a box, and it's got different types of flavors in there, or you can go along the racks and just grab bottles and fill them up, fill up a box, and
exciting. Well, I'm going to have to make me a trip.
Yeah, he was a really groovy guy, too, you know. Talked to you, more than happy to talk to you about his sodas and stuff.
Sure.
And they've been around since last year, February of last year, he said.
And how have I missed it?
God, I know. He was telling us about how some guy came in, bought 14 boxes of these different flavors that he's got. You know, he's got like 24 assortment of 24 bottles, and some guy bought 14 of them. He was like, well, all my Christmas is done.
Damn right.
Wow.
Right there.
Yeah. Wow.
So what days are they open?
Oh, doesn't have days. But it does have an email address, sugarlandsodas, all one word, at AOL.com.
So they don't even have their own domain.
I know. Look at that. There's a business opportunity. That's right. We'll make him a website and exchange for sodas for life.
Graphic artists, you.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You got to jump on these things.
I hope
nobody else has had that same idea.
Paying soda.
That's right. Hey, you know, so if you can, there are certain places that I would totally take trade for services. You know, if I like a place enough, then I'll take trade. Otherwise, pay me money. That's how it is. So you have been doing this oddly vague thing on Facebook with this percentages.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been leading people on. They sold me the whole seat, but I'm only using the edge trying to figure out what the fuck you're talking about. But you've got like more than one piece of news that has happened to you recently, right?
Well, kinda. Basically, well, let's even go back it'll kind of make sense why I'm going to the...
Yes.
I've been trying to make my presence better well-known in the video games society, I guess, if it were.
In the secret society of geeksy gamers.
And, you know, and I've got fans in Japan. I've got fans in Norway. I just got a handwritten letter from Norway, actually, just yesterday. It was very, very cool. The guy's very, very nice. But I got all the, you know, but I want to... be better. Well, I want to be well known. So I thought, well, where can I go? Well, there's a big video game conference called E3.
Right.
Big video game conference. The only one that's a little bit bigger is maybe GDC, the Game Developers Conference.
Yeah.
So E3 is a big video game. And I thought, well, okay, well, I'll put in an application to go to E3. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, you have to be media. You can buy a ticket for $400.
Wow.
Or we'll give you a ticket if you're media.
Yeah.
But you have to prove it. And so I talked to some of the people that I do videos for, that guy with the glasses, and KokuGamer.com. And KokuGamer, he was very nice. And he said, well, hey, write me a couple of articles and we'll try and send you to E3. But it's really hard to get into E3. So I didn't want to jinx myself because I'm silly like that. And so I kept on thinking, okay, what are my percentages of going to E3? I think I'll do this, this, and this, you know. But as I started to write things, Ed Meir was very cool, and he started to like it. And he said, well, you know, why don't I just make you my Nintendo editor? And we'll, okay. And we just won't. And so last week, I was just sitting around, minding my own business, looking neither to the right nor the left. And we go out to the mail, and I get a package.
Yeah.
It's from a video game developer called XSeed. And I open it up, and it was my first free Nintendo Wii game.
Oh.
That they wanted me to review.
Look at you. So you're hitting awesome. The big time.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So I got
so right up your alley.
I got a couple of games. I got Zuzu Pets. These little hamster thing. So I guess with the good, you get the bad as well.
Yeah, I was about to say, take the good with the bad.
Yeah, so it's a very cool little thing, and now I'm doing video game review videos.
Okay.
And I've got a script written for the first one, which is called Fragile Dreams for the Wii, and it should be coming out here sometime this week.
Wow, look at you go.
Yeah.
And where can people find this?
You can actually, I will be posting it actually on juwario.blogspot.com, which I'm going to try and resurrect here.
There's so much resurrection of dead blogs yes. around here.
And I'll also be trying to, and it will be on kokugamer.com.
How do you spell that for the kids who aren't in the know?
K-O-K-U, Koku,
Koku.
Gamer,
yeah.
all one word, .com.
Kokugamer.com.
Yep,
kokugamer.com. Justin Carmel is now the, Justin Carmichael. Justin Carmel. Justin Carmichael is now
I'm
the
sweet like that.
Official Nintendo editor at Koku.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You'll go to E3 on their ticket.
Yeah, on their ticket. So if, maybe. I still haven't gotten a message back for the application, but I also do a show called the Gaming Pipeline with my buddy Shuki.
Mm-hmm.
And
Shuki.
Admir said, oh, by the way, I need an Xbox 360 guy. Does Shuki have an Xbox 360 and does he write well? Well, let me think. Yes. I didn't know if he did or not. When somebody asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
That's right.
And so, right. And so Shuki threw in his application to E3. So we might be going up and have a photographer and
nice.
PS3 guy, somebody else that Admir is sending up, and then me being the Nintendo guy, and yeah, it's hopefully going to be a very cool thing. But wow. Admir's he's pretty positive about it, but I'm not so sure. But
well,
I keep high
still,
hopes.
This is pretty cool for you. I mean, this is shaping up to be like a dream come true. Isn't
hell's
it?
Yeah,
I mean,
hell's
look
yeah.
At you.
I'm not good at anything else, and this is something I'm good at.
Wow, that's see, awesome. That's I guess a little hard work and just. Staying true to the fact that you're a complete freaking geek is just helping you out and opening doors. I'm actually very impressed.
Thank you.
Just
thank
shockingly you. Impressed at how far you're getting with this, with these little videos.
With my little videos, with
little videos.
Here. And if I meet Reggie Fils-Aimé, who is the president of Nintendo of America, he's signing my Psyduck.
There you go then.
Pokemon.
Signing your site.
Signing my site.
Is that like the equivalent of Poison signing women's boobs? I mean, what is that?
I have a Bulbasaur, which is grass.
Now you're getting dirty, all right? I mean, I don't know.
He's a grass Pokemon, and he was signed by George Takei.
I don't know what you call. I don't want to know what you call it, okay?
Bruce Bulbasaur? Campbell signed my Meowth.
What?
Bruce Campbell signed my Meowth.
It's a Pokemon.
Okay. It's a Pokemon.
Whatever. I know who Bruce Campbell is, but...
Yes.
Nobody. Yeah, they put the plushy Pokemon in front of me, looked at it. Where do I sign? He chose the little coin at the top of his head, so he's
nice.
Got Bruce Campbell's signature.
Look at you.
It's very cool.
Yeah. I had something not even remotely as cool happen to me out of the blue here recently.
Oh?
But,
your here, birth week?
Well, that was
out
cool,
of the blue.
Too. Out of the blue. No, some time ago, Ray Louie had convinced me to go to one of these chamber networking things, and we passed out business cards. And you never know who you're giving your business card to. But then I got a call from this lady who was trying to find local artists to paint these palettes that they then auction off to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. So I quickly made the transition from that douchebag over there to local artists with one phone call because she was so desperate and just going through all her business cards to try and round out these palettes. And
wow.
So she called up and said, can you do this? And I said, well,
Yes.
Yeah, I can do it, and it sounds really fun, but just as a heads up, I'm going to be doing a cartoon on it. I won't be actually painting a landscape. She's like, that's even better. I'm like, okay, fine. And so the question is, will it sell? And I don't know if it will sell, but it was really fun doing it because suddenly, you know, you're like, you kind of matter. It's like, well, this is going to be, this is something cool. So I got the palette. She dropped it off, and Ray Louis is going to be doing one as well. I don't think he's started it.
I was going to say his.
And the deadline boy is fast approaching. He kept saying, I think I'm going to do a wolf. I'm like, well, you better get on that wolf. But I'm the kind of guy that if I, you know, I procrastinate. And if I don't get it done, it won't get done. So I just set some time aside and I got it done. But the trick was, and the similar to what happened when I got my goalie helmet painted, I didn't know what I was going to have on it. It's probably the same reason that I don't have a tattoo, is because I just don't know what I'd get. And what I finally had to do with my goalie helmet was just go through a stack of doodles that I had done, pick out ones that I liked, then weed them out, and then finally come up with like four that the guy in Sweden could do. That's kind of what I did with the palette, because I was like, well, I don't know if I want to just do something just out, you know, just off the cuff, because I might F it up. So I want to do something, a recreation of something I've already done. So I narrowed, I went through all the stuff on my portfolio site and I narrowed it down to a couple, and I finally ended up going with that.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was the Angel and the Devil that I had done for Illustration Friday. IllustrationFriday.com is a little site that anybody can participate in. They give you a topic and you do a custom illustration that week and you post it and people comment and, you know, ha ha ha. Well, Colin and I participated in that for a long time.
Over a year.
Over a year. Regularly, once a week. And what that did for both of us was it gave us a real stockpile of illustrations that we had finished. I mean, you know, more than just, you know, a couple doodles. So that was one of those that I had... I'd kind of liked, and so I figured, what the hell? I'll do that one. Painting is not easy. I mean,
I hate painting.
Painting myself is not my strong suit, and it took me like days to paint Max's room, all those bees, and this was, it's not easy. It's just not my thing, but I got it done, and we'll see if it sells. But I don't get to go to the auction. The only reason, I don't get a free pass into the auction.
No!
No, it's a fundraiser. They want me to pay $80 to get in the auction. So I'm not going to the damn auction. I'm like, fuck that. I painted the goddamn thing. I had to spend money on the paints. So, yeah. But I kept my receipt. I'm going to deduct that on taxes because that's charity. But I do get to go to the palette preview party free of charge. And I get to bring a guest, I think.
So, who are you going to bring?
Well, maybe we should make that a contest.
There you go.
We can bring. I'll bring a listener.
There you go.
Or wait, we only have listener. Yeah. And I think listener lives in Canada. Get a passport, get a plane ticket.
Yeah, you get here, I'll take you.
You
to
get
it.
Here, I'll take
come
you.
Come on
the
down, eh?
That's right. Come on down, there, eh? But no, so that'll be fun, and that's happening sometime next month.
Well, that is exciting.
Yeah, it was fun, and it just totally out of the blue. I got a call, and I'm really, this is going to be an odd request, and I'm like, hit me with it. I don't know. But yeah, it was great. So not on the level of cool of what you're doing, but still.
Oh no, it's on there.
A ton of fun, and
you're getting your name out there. I'm getting my name out there. Yeah. You know,
and if
I'll try, I'm just getting cease and desist letters.
Yeah, you know, cease and desist letters is there is no such thing as bad publicity. That's all I can tell you.
Only better publicity.
Yeah, there are levels of publicity.
It's like Chinese food, you know. There's no bad Chinese food, but there is better.
There is better Chinese food. That's true. Anything really cool going on for you?
About the same old. Oh, Red Rum Radio moved up one more spot in the top 10.
Huzzah! So where are you? What is your official rank?
Currently right now, number 7.
Number 7.
Whoa.
Of all metal stations on Live Through 65. Yeah. Now, that's not damning with faint praise. It's not like the hottest. It's not like the coldest day in July in Death Valley. How many metal stations do you think, just off the top of your head, just a ballpark?
Right around 200.
So you're 7 out of... about 200. That's really good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, thanks. You know, that also has a lot to do with the quality of your show on Saturday nights. Studio J.
Are you kidding? I don't think the live show has anything to do with it, but damn. We'll go with that.
This is when you just shut up and smile and say, yes, it does.
It kicks ass. It's fun.
But it does. It's good. It's good radio, and it's not even on terrestrial radio, but that's the direction things are moving. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, eventually cars are going to have internet radio in them.
You can already do that.
Yeah,
if you've got an iPhone now, you can do it.
That's true. But like even like the new F-150 has it hardwired in where you can access the internet in the truck. Give it 10 years.
F-150, you say?
Yes, a Ford F-150. So give it.
Not much
give
of
it,
a truck guy, but.
Give it 10 years, and I think that you're going to have a lot of cars that are going to have internet radio hardwired into them, or at least the ability to access the internet, which, of course, will mean these larger entities like Live365 will have this outlet. Radio is such a passive thing, and, you know, that's why the iPod is great and podcasts are starting to gain prominence, but radio listening is a passive thing. People do it in their cars. They do it when, you know, they've got downtime. They don't really actively seek it out. They have to like something really to actively seek it out. So the way you get numbers, the raw numbers, is cars. People in their goddamn cars.
And so far, truthfully, as far as the internet radio, the all the ratings we get on Red Room Radio are actually like the cubicle people.
Yeah.
The people who are at work and they're on their computers. They plug in some headphones. They want to listen to music while they're at work. That's where the you look at the Monday through Friday from about 6 a.m. through 3 to 4 p.m. That's where the numbers are just through the roof.
Yeah. And then so imagine
just
if you
tapers off.
Imagine if you could add drive time.
I know.
then you'd be able to sell advertising, and then you'd be able to quit Verizon, and then get yourself an iPhone.
Yeah, someday it would be nice to make money instead of pay it to do this.
Yeah, because it isn't cheap.
And speaking of iPhone, we're working on getting the station listed in iTunes Radio too. So,
that would be fantastic.
I'm surprised it's not already, but that'll be awesome. And
I've submitted the letter. I'm just waiting for them to say yay or nay.
Well, they said yes to me on this stupid little podcast.
Oh, really?
So I can't imagine they say no much. All right. That's all I can say is they probably don't say no too much. You have to do something really bad to get said no to.
You can play this and Gaming Pipeline are both on iTunes. So.
Wow. Yeah. As you're talking to two guys already whose crap is in iTunes. So your crap should be in iTunes.
Of course, if they
iTunes.
Know that you work for Verizon.
That might be what's holding it up.
Keep it on the download.
Yes, on the download. When I edit this podcast, I'll scramble that so they have no idea what we're talking about.
I thought you were going to edit these things anymore.
I don't edit these things anymore.
No, I'll just blurb it out.
I'll have to do some editing.
Blurb it out, just like put in this like fake voice that says, yeah, I work for
AT&T.
Cellular Company.
That's right. Not AT&T. Show up. Okay, here comes the crickets again.
Uh-oh.
Everybody, it's just, well, we get to those points and everybody's just like, yep, done talking.
We're waiting for you to lead us.
I'm not your leader.
You are.
Fine. You want me to tell a story? I have a story.
I would love for you to tell a story.
Okay. It's kind of silly, but it was kind of cool at the same time.
This will be a great way to close the show.
Okay, cool. So I was messing around online the other night. I was on YouTube and some girl in Calgary a couple years ago put together a happy birthday Stefan Yell video.
Okay, and Stefan Yell, for you kids who don't know, is a hockey player, professional hockey player, who has been around the league and is back now with your Colorado Avalanche.
Yes. Ooh. So, I'm watching this video, and all it was a silly birthday song, but it was just a whole bunch of pictures, you know, of him playing or him. Like, she had his wedding picture and, like, a Christmas picture with him in front of a tree. Just weird little pictures she'd found all over the internet. And if you watch the video at a minute 15, that's my picture.
Oh, yeah.
My picture with Stefan
Yell.
Picture
you got taken with Stefan
Yell. Yes, and it was like, hey!
So this
she cut me out.
This
she
is,
cut me out.
Well, of course she's going to cut you out.
But it's my picture.
This isn't Happy Birthday Heather Knight.
No, but it was like, I'm sitting there watching it, and all of a sudden I was like, hey, wait a minute, back that up, and
you know
there it is.
You know what this is akin to? This is akin to that time that those people made that sign with Osama bin Laden and Burke because they just found it on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
But if you Google Stefan Yell, the picture of me and him is like on the second page.
Isn't that funny?
Of Google. So yeah. I'm sure, you know, she's like, I commented on it. Hey, that's my picture at 1:15. I used to be in the picture. Ha ha. And she wrote back right away and she said, I'm really sorry I had to steal it, but it was such a perfect picture. And I didn't want to have you in some random person's video because that's happened to me and I didn't like that. So that's why I cropped you out.
Well, I mean,
I'm
really,
like, whatever, that's fine. But I just thought that was cool. I was like, that's my picture.
Yeah, it is.
So that's
picture.
Why that's my profile picture on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Just that's to the prove only it. Reason
just
why.
So
yeah, can, just so I can say, see, look, that's.
Which really isn't proving anything because, you know,
nobody watches.
We could Photoshop you in with anybody. You want to be in with Nixon? We can do it.
No.
You,
know,
you want to be in with
not Nixon?
You want to be in right between Bert and Osama bin Laden? We can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Colin, make it happen.
Yeah.
Make it so, number one.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you got nothing but time, right?
Nothing but time. I got no plans.
Nope. Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
Yep. So yet another episode of the big program here comes to an end. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, where the listener comes first. Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com joined us.
Take care.
My sister Heather.
Fuck Montrose.
That's right. Jason Ozan from Red Rum Radio.
Good night.
Justin the Jew Wario Big in Japan Carmichael, who's now the Nintendo editor for KokuGamer.com.
Shalom, my peeps.
And I think this is probably where I should say some sort of copyright information, but it's all Creative Commons, isn't it? I don't even know if it's non-derivative or what it is.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. We'll be back again.
I thought you wanted a cease and desist letter, right?
I do.
That's the best way to do it.
I would want one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, email me or write me at my home physical address if you have it, and tell me to cease and desist everything I'm doing. We'll be back again with another episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour next week.